Hey, it's time for the Athens Little League Report, brought to you by Brett's Casual American, smart food for smart people. And I know last night was championship night as we bring in Tim Kelly, our Friday reporter for the Athens Little League Report, again brought to you by Brett's Casual American. Tim, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. How about you guys?
We are doing well and looking forward to the report.
I was going to say, Tim, when you got your English papers back, how much red was on those?
Oh yeah, they were clean. Okay. It was clean hundreds across the board.
Excellent. Me too. Funny we should say that.
Ganging up on me, I feel like. But anyway, Tim, it was indeed so. Before we get started here, so what's the schedule like? Or if that's in your report, just tell me, and then we can let you go on. But what's the schedule like after after what we had last night?
So as far as I know, I think we've all wrapped up the championships in Machine Pitch, Double A, and Triple A. And the majors tournament continues into the weekend, and I think even potentially to Monday, possibly.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. So we will look forward to hearing from Travis Butler on Monday then. Excellent. Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, I know you want to get to it. So, Tim, take it away with the Athens Little League Report.
Yeah, I got to say, this has been great. Thanks to you guys for doing this. I've had a great time reading the reports, but I think it's going to be short-lived. I think Carrie has already had designs on my job.
She did a great job.
You've done a great job this year, but the Mrs. did very well on Wednesday. So just saying, some competition out there for you guys. No, but y'all have done a great job all season long, and we do appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, and the kids definitely appreciate it, too. So we'll get right into it. We will start with the Machine Pitch Championship game. And so this one was either going to be a cruel and unusual punishment for me or self-aggrandizing, because my team was in the championship game, and now I have to read the results.
Oh.
So, unfortunately, cruel and unusual for me, but it was a great game. So in the Machine Pitch Championship game, the Rook and Pawn, Rooks and Pawns, well, thanks to David Parvey for coining that one. Took on the Johnson Benefits Group dominating Devils, with Johnson Benefits Group winning by a score of 14-4. Johnson Benefits Group got off to the 5-0 lead and never looked back, as they were led at the plate by Andrew Smart, who was 3-for-4, Knox Langley, Cody Massey, and Bryce Johnson, who were 3-for-3. Hugh Hale, Oliver Katz, and Harris Earl were each 2-for-3. And Knox Thornton was 3-for-3 with 5 RBI, recording a walk-off 3-run homer to end the game. The Rook and Pawn battled back in the third, putting up 4 runs, but great defense by the dominating Devils ruled the day. Defensively for Johnson Benefits Group, Andrew Smart had a great game at pitcher, while Cody Massey proved to be a wall at second base. Bryce Johnson made an incredible diving catch at shortstop and had several putouts at second. Knox Langley also turned in a gold glove performance at first, and Grady Robinson played tough at catcher. The victory caps off an incredible undefeated season for Johnson Benefits Group, as they ended the season with a final record of 17-0-1. They were a very talented crew. So the Rook and Pawn, we had a magical week. We had hot bats and great gloves, and we stormed into the championship and ran out of gas against a very talented squad. There were great highlights throughout last night's game, but I just wanted to take a second just to say what a great time I had coaching all these kids. We had more than a few that had just started playing baseball or only had played for 1 year, but I think by the end of the year they all caught the baseball bug. I'm not sure if I turned any of them into Orioles fans, but they probably made the right choice. But I think we all had a lot of fun. So thank you to Rhett Hogan, Wyatt Welter, Hodge Rivers, Charlie Barrow, Isaiah Hernandez, Bo Belger, Thomas Wicker, Luke Kelly, Benjamin Krim, Josiah Bryce, and to all of our parents for a great season. All right, so on to AAA, the AAA Tournament Championship game. Butler Properties and Cadence Bank squared off and battled it out, this time for all the marbles. Cadence Bank pounced on the Butler Properties Bombers out of the gate, scoring 5 runs in the first. The big inning for Cadence Bank came thanks to a walk by Kimwell, a single by Troy, and a double by Aiden. Behind the extremely impressive pitching of Charlie Raber, Cadence Bank maintained the lead the entire game, but the Butler Properties Bombers got some incredible pitching themselves when David Norris came in for relief of Whit Butler and was absolutely fantastic. The Bombers, who never quit this year, didn't quit last night, and their bats heated up to complement David Norris's pitching. They racked up 9 hits total in the game, with Tayshawn Richardson and David Norris having multiple hits, but none bigger than when trailing 8-6 in the bottom of the fourth. David Norris, on a 3-2 count, crushed a game-winning 3 RBI triple down the left field line. An incredible finish to an incredible game and a great season, as the Butler Properties Bombers won 9-8 over Cadence Bank and became the Athens Little League AAA Tournament Champions. Way to go, Bombers. So on to the majors. The postseason tournament in majors had an elimination game last night between Carson Plumbing and Chase Park. Carson Plumbing came out firing on all cylinders, a two RBI double by Hampton Johnson, a single by Cliff Nelson, an RBI double by Land Johnson, an RBI single by Buck Talley, and a two RBI double by Tab Butler rocketed Carson Plumbing to an 8-0 lead at the end of the top of the first. Tab Butler was on the mound for Carson Plumbing and pitched a complete game, striking out 7 and giving up no walks. Quite a performance. Chase Park fought hard, especially in the bottom of the fifth, when Colton Gibbons singled, Xavier Bishop hit an RBI double, and Charlie Walton hit a two RBI triple to score 5 runs and put Chase Park back within striking distance. But in the top of the sixth, Carson Plumbing's Price West singled, Hampton Johnson doubled, and Cliff Nelson, who went 4-for-4 the night, ripped a two RBI double to extend Carson Plumbing's lead to 10-5. Tab Butler polished it off with a 5-pitch, 3-out, bottom half of the inning to secure the win. Final score, Carson Plumbing 10, Chase Park 5, and Carson Plumbing survives and advances. And the final machine pitch game of the night was Northeast Sales 4, Hawthorne Drugs 3. Northeast Sales was led by Ben Bush and Cash Coward, who had 2 runs each produced by RBIs from Crawford Groh and Tyler Garrett. Crawford Groh picked up the win on the mound, and Kai Gamble Hernandez came in and pitched to get the save. A great defensive play from Nixon Roberts in the bottom of the sixth helped seal the win for Northeast Sales. And that was the action from Holland Park last night.
All right, Tim, great job. We appreciate the update, and we'll look forward to seeing what happens this weekend on Monday's report. I'm sure Travis is very happy that Butler Properties came through.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I know he had a big night. Hey, have a great weekend, Tim. Thank you very much.
You too.
Thanks again to your wife, Carrie, for filling in this week as well. And she's done a great job of keeping the guys all straight so far this year, too. So thank her as well.
She's a board member as well, so she's taking on a lot of tasks, and she's done a great job.
Awesome.
So, yeah, and
awesome.
Thank you guys. Yep.
All right, thanks Tim. Tim Kelly with the Athens Little League Report, brought to you by Brett's Casual American, smart food for smart people.